we're in a series on whatever happened to hope. And so let's just get right into it today. Zechariah 9 and verse 12. I love this. Old Testament, Zechariah 9 verse 12. Return to the stronghold of security and prosperity. Well, I like the words. See, when you read the scriptures and when words stick out to you, that's the anointing. When you read a scripture and the words stick out to you, that's God talking to you personally. That's a rhema word. When I read this, the words stronghold, security, prosperity, and hope just ignited in my spirit. I knew it was God talking directly to me. Maybe that's happening to you right now. Return to the stronghold of security and prosperity, you prisoners of not your circumstances, not your past, not fear or anxiety or addiction, but you prisoners of hope. Wow. Hope brings stability, security, and prosperity. Hope attracts stability, that stronghold, security, and prosperity. You and I need hope. We've got to feed it every day of our life. You prisoners of hope, even today, I declare that I will, this just ignited in my spirit, restore double. Is God talking to anybody besides me that he's going to restore double for all my trouble? I claim that. I mean, I just claim that. Restore double for all my trouble that the devil's caused me. So notice all of this is fruit of hope. Do you see why the devil wants to rob you of your hope? Do you know that hope releases dopamine in your body? Did you know that? And dopamine is a chemical in your brain. Dopamine is the currency in our life. Dopamine is the currency in our brain that helps you set a goal and reach a goal. Hope releases dopamine in your body. Dopamine is a chemical in your brain. It's the currency in your body to help you set a goal and reach a goal. So today, if you really don't care about your future and you have no goals and you've lost your drive, you're low on dopamine. And you're low on dopamine for several reasons, but one, you've lost hope. You've lost hope. So we're talking this whole month about what hope is. It's a confident expectation that something good is in our future. This morning, Kim and I got up at 5:30. First thing I said to her was, something good is going to happen in our life today, dear. Something good is going to happen in our life today. What is that? Expectation. Expectation releases the chemical of dopamine. Dopamine is a chemical in your brain. Dopamine gives you drive, motivation, energy, want to set a goal and reach a goal. If you have no drive today, probably because you've lost all hope and you're hopeless and you're just drifting through life. That is not God's will for you, my brother and my sister. All right, so look at that verse. I love it. Return to the stronghold, that stability, security, prosperity. You prisoners, not of your circumstances, but a prisoner of hope. You think hope, you believe hope, and you speak hope. I'd write that down. You think hope, what you think you believe. You believe hope, and you say hope. What you say you get. That was worth coming to church right there. What have you been thinking, believing, and saying? Because whatever you're saying is a reflection of what you're believing. And I'm around more negative people than I am positive. How about you? I'm around more hopeless people than I am hopeful people in the world right now. So whatever you're thinking, you believe what you're thinking. And whatever you believe out of the abundance of your heart, our mouth speaks. So you know what someone's believing by what they're saying. And you know what they're believing by what they're thinking. So say it with me, thinking, believing, and saying. That'll change your life right there. If you just start thinking hopeful thoughts, and then you'll believe that your future has hope, and then you'll start declaring it. And what you say is what you get. Even today, when's a good time to start? Today. Don't wait till January the 1st. Today. Do I declare that I will, God will, restore double for your former prosperity to you. I want you to see then that hope brings restoration. Are you hopeful for your marriage? God can restore it. Are you hopeful with your children? Maybe they're estranged today. They're backslidden. They're not serving God. Are you hopeful they're going to return to the Lord today? Because hope releases restoration. Are you hopeful that God's going to restore your retirement that you lost during COVID and your investments? Are you hopeful or negative about all of that? If you're hopeful, you release restoration. If you're hopeful, you release restoration. So hope on the screen, if you're a note taker, attracts security. It attracts stability. It attracts confidence. It attracts prosperity. Well, that's worth being hopeful, if nothing else, right there. It attracts restoration. I love it. Jeremiah 17, verse 7 and 8 on the screen. Most blessed, I want you all blessed. Most blessed is the man or the woman who believes in. Remember what you're thinking, you're believing. And what you believe, I'll know what it is when I hear you talk in the lobby. What you're thinking, you're believing. What you're believing, you're speaking. So notice the person who believes in, trusts in, relies on the Lord, and whose hope and confidence. Didn't we just say that hope attracts confidence? And you'll never be a success in life. You'll never fulfill God's purpose in life without confidence. Hope attracts confidence. The Lord is most blessed, not cursed. Most blessed, not bored. Most blessed is the man or the woman who believes in, I love it, trusts in, relies in the Lord, and whose hope and confidence the Lord is. What's going to happen? Verse 8 on the screen. For he shall be like a tree planted. That would be stability. You're planted, okay? By the waters that spreads out its roots by the river. Now watch this. And it shall not see or fear when lack, recession, inflation, layoff comes. You will not be afraid or anxious. Notice that hope is greater than anxiety. Hope is greater than fear and flight. Notice the person who puts their hope in the Lord, they're blessed, and when bad times come, they won't even be affected by the bad times. Recession, inflation, Democrats, Republicans, libertarians, whatever. Socialism, communism, whatever's going on. You will see it, but you will not be afraid of the news. But your leaf will be green. It will not be anxious or full of care in the year of lack, layoff, recession, inflation, change in the presidency, leadership, job, career, and it shall never cease yielding fruit. That's why I say I see increase and expansion for our church next year. If you believe that, that anointing will jump on you. Notice you'll continue to be fruitful in times of lack and scarcity. Hope is greater than fear. Hope is greater than anxiety. Oh, I love that. Hope conquers. Look at the screen. Hope conquers fear. Hope conquers dread. Hope conquers anxiety. Well, I like that. Hope attracts increase. Hope attracts ideas. Hope attracts expansion, confident expectation of something good in your life. Now on the screen, Psalm 39, verse 7. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in you. So family, today, don't put your hope in politics. Don't put your hope in your job, your career. Don't put your hope in man. Put your hope in God. Don't put your hope, and I love them, the doctor or the nurse or the medicine or your job or a politician or who's in the White House. Don't put your hope in that. It will all fail you. Put your hope in God. Put your hope in God. El Shaddai, right? Put your hope in God. Look what it says in the Passion Translation. And now, God, I'm left with one conclusion. Well, I think we finally learned this, wouldn't we? Well, I'm not going to that church. It's full of hypocrites. You ever heard that? I always tell them, come on down, one more won't hurt. None of us are perfect. Don't put your hope in man. They will disappoint you every time. You put your hope in God. Daniel sang it this morning. He has a name. Hope has a name. It's Jesus. And now, God, I'm left with one conclusion. My only hope is to hope in you alone. If you figure that out, you won't backslide. If you figure that out, you won't get offended and quit church. If you figure that out, you won't get upset and mad and back away from God. If you figure that out, you'll stop looking. My dad told me years ago, Dave, don't put your eyes on people. Keep your eyes on God. I've never forgot it. I guess that's what got me here 42 years. Put your hope in God alone. I've come to one conclusion. I've heard it for 42 years. Well, Pastor, I used to come, but somebody offended me. Somebody hurt me. Somebody let me down. Well, join the human race. Join the human race. And now, God, I'm left with one conclusion. My only hope is to hope in you alone. As long as we put our hope in God, we have hope regardless of our circumstances. As long as we put our hope in God, we have hope regardless of our circumstances. We all go through life where our circumstances look hopeless. Number two, if we put our hope in God, we keep moving forward. Well, what an anointing there is here today. We keep moving forward. We put our hope in God, we have a future to put our faith in. If we put our hope in God, we have a future to put our faith in. I love that. Psalm 71, verse 14. Faith comes by hearing. Hope comes by hearing. Look what it says on the screen. But I will hope continually. Got to hold on to it. Got to hold on tightly to it. You need it every day. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee. Where's his eyes? On thee, on him, on God. How did he get his eyes on God? Through praise and worship. Through praise and worship, he got his eyes off his circumstances and he got his eyes on God, the God of hope. So if you're hopeless today, get your eyes off yourself, off of people, off of circumstances, off your problems, and shift your focus to God through praise and through worship. And hope will return to you. But I will hope continually. What's your secret? My focus. I will yet praise you. Get your eyes off Facebook. Get your eyes off the media. Get your eyes off social media. Did you know they tell us actually scientifically that social media drains your dopamine? And others say, well, when I watch social media, I get all revved up and all wired up, but it's fleeting. It doesn't last. They've proven scientifically being on social media all the time will rob you of dopamine, and you need dopamine to have hope. Wow. Psalm 71, verse 14, the Passion Translation. No matter what I'm going through, I'll trust in you to help me. Ooh, I love that. Oh, help me, Lord. Help me, help me, help me. No matter what I'm going through today, lack, hurt, pain, regret, addiction, disappointment, rejection, layoff, tired and wired, all stressed out, tired and wired, all stressed out. No matter what I'm going through, God, I'm going to trust in you to help me. Nothing will stop me. Oh, I love this. Don't you love this? Nothing will stop me. Nothing will stop me. No one will stop me. Nothing will stop me from praising you, magnifying you to glory. Another scripture, hope comes by the word, Romans 15, 13. Now the God of hope, hope has a name, God. Who's going to help you when no one else will help you? God. You and I have both been there where there was no one there. No one believed in us. No one was helping us. People making fun of us, laughing at our dreams. But God said, in the midst of all that, I'll help you. Whoa. Did you know that Psalm 56, you might want to just write this down. This is free. Psalm 56, verse 9. Psalm 56, verse 9. Here's what the psalmist says. This is what I know. God is for me. And it goes on to say, this is what I know. God is for me. And when I say it, all my enemies flee. Boy, I love going to a church where it says, God is for me on the windows. I love going to a church where all over the screens it says, God is for me. That's scriptural, Psalm 56, verse 9. When you say it and believe it, your enemies run and flee. Fear, anxiety, sickness, cancer, arthritis, tuberculosis, brain tumors. Leave in Jesus' name. When you simply say, God is for me. So don't ever get tired of us closing the service. God is for me. Because the scripture says in Psalm 56, verse 9, when you say it, your enemies flee from you. And so I've been saying it for 42 years to help you walk in victory when you get in your car, truck, and you leave every Sunday. Glory to God. Now, the God of hope will fill you with joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Look at Romans chapter 5, verse 2 through 5. Hope comes through the word. Look at what it says here. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace where we stand and rejoice in what? Rejoice in hope of the glory of God. I've already told you that hope attracts joy, and joy attracts strength, and strength brings you the victory. And you're going to have to get up tomorrow morning and not be a victim, but a fighter and a warrior. A fighter and a warrior, not a wimp or a victim or feeling sorry for ourselves. Next verse. And not only so, but we glory in suffering. Last week I taught on hope gets you through hard times. Hope gets you through hard times. Hope gets you through hard times. Right? Cheers the scripture. And not only so, but we glory. We don't pout. We don't cry. We don't give up in tribulation, difficulty, adversity, knowing that tribulation, adversity, and the hard days worketh character, patience. And patience experience, and experience what? Hope. Whoa. Hope gets you through tribulation. Hope gets you through adversity. Hope gets you through hard times. Hope attracts joy, but let me give you a new one. Hope attracts courage. Hope attracts courage. Did you know in the Old Testament that when the armies would go out, the armies of Israel would go out to battle? In the Old Testament, when the armies of Israel got to battle, the priest, pastor, would go out in front of the army and begin to declare to them what God had said, what the scripture had said, their covenant. And why would they do that? Because it said it gave them hope. And then what happened? The hope would give them courage to fight, to be a warrior, to go into the arena, to get in the arena, to get on the field, to get in the fight. All because the priest or the pastor was declaring to the congregation or the army what the word of God had said, and that it gave them hope, which gave them courage to get up and fight another day. And patience and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. I love it. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Look what it says in the Amplified version, the Amplified on the screen. Moreover, let us also be full of joy now. Let us exalt and triumph in our troubles. Boy, that's a sound like an oxymoron. Triumph in our troubles. And let us rejoice in our suffering, knowing that pressure is your friend. Pressure is your friend, if you know how to use it. That pressure and affliction and hardship produces patience, and this is called character, and endurance. And endurance, fortitude, develops character, faith, tried integrity, and character of this sort produces a habit, atomic habits, produces a habit of joyful, oh, Pastor, this is what you've been talking about. Pastor, right here is the whole month, joyful and confident hope. Hope is not a wishing and a hoping. Hope is confident expectation. And notice when we have the right perspective of what we're going through, it gives you hope. When you have the right perspective, glass ain't half empty, it is half full. Excuse my English, amen. Such hope never disappoints. Well, I put my hope in people and they've disappointed me big time. Tell me they're gonna do something, never do it. Yeah, this week, you know, someone that don't come here, they're nationally known, they're in the ministry, they're famous. They had promised me something 4 days ago, it didn't happen. But then last night they text me and they apologized. They said, Pastor, I am so sorry. I told you I was gonna do it last week and I didn't get it done. Will you forgive me? I apologize. Boy, that meant a lot. But most people disappoint, let down, never keep their word, unfaithful. You get your eyes on people, you ain't gonna stay in church, serve God, live for God, all right? But when you put your hope in God, ooh, it gives you courage. Oh, it gives you endurance. Oh, it gives you stability. Oh, it gives you security. Oh, it gives you prosperity. Oh, it gives you increase. Oh, it gives you joy. Oh, it keeps you moving forward. The God kind of hope. But hope never disappoints or deludes or shames us. For God's love has been poured out in our heart through the Holy Spirit that's been given to us. I love it. I wish we had time. Well, I guess I'm speaking. I got time, right? The doors are locked. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at verse 3. But that's not all. Even in times of trouble, we have joyful confidence, knowing that our pressures will develop us. Pressure is your promotion if you have the right perspective. Ooh. A joyful confidence, knowing God knows something, that pressure will develop me. Oh, it will develop me. Patient endurance. And patience will refine my character. And proven character leads me back to hope. I love that. And this hope is not disappointing fantasy, because we can now experience the endless love of God. Oh, I like that. Cascading into our hearts through the power of the Holy Spirit. On the screen, hope gives us courage. Rejoicing in hope. Rejoicing in hope. Rejoicing in hope. Hope gives us joy as the team comes out. Right, church? Hope gives us joy. Rejoicing in hope. But look at number 2. Patient in tribulation. Patient in tribulation. What is that? Courage. I asked several years ago, I asked Bishop Bronner, I said, give me the keys to success. Now remember, he's a successful pastor, but also entrepreneur. His family owns a multi-million-dollar hair product company. So he's successful in the natural and the spiritual. And I said years ago, very first time he came to Church on the Rock, begin a relationship, I said, give me the keys to success. Here's what he said, two words. I said, two words? He said, yeah, two words. Wisdom and courage, the keys to success. What have I been teaching you at the offering? That the currency of heaven is, please say wisdom. Okay, the currency of the world is money, but when you tithe, don't think money. When you tithe, he said he's gonna give you wisdom. I've been teaching you that for a month. Ideas, creativity, insight, prudence, right? God's not going to give you money. He's going to give you the ability to make money, right? It's going to give you the ability to make money, all right? So hope gives you joy, and then it gives you courage, patience in tribulation, continuing instantly in prayer. I love that. In the Amplified, rejoice and exalt in hope. Be steadfast, patient in your suffering, tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Hope gives us joy. I love that. Proverbs 13:12 on the screen. You still with me, family? Oh, hope not only gives you joy, hope not only gives you courage, but watch this now. I quit with this. Hope makes your dreams come to pass. Hope makes your dreams come to pass. Look what this verse says, Proverbs 13:12. Hope delayed. Hope delayed. Hope lost makes one sick. But when the desire cometh, or the dream, it's a tree of life. Look what it says in the Passion Translation. Look at the screen. When hope dreams seem to drag on and on, the delay will cause depression. The delay will cause depression. But when at last your dream comes true, life's sweetness will satisfy your soul. Oh, man. Let's go back to it there again in the King James. Hope deferred. So what happens here is so important. You got to keep your hope alive no matter how long it's taking for your dream to come to pass. You got to daily feed that hope, because when you lose your hope, look at this, your heart will get sick. The Passion said you'll be depressed, down, no dopamine, no drive, no ambition, no motivation. Don't set goals. Don't want to reach them. Just want to lay in bed, get fat, eat Doritos. Been there, done that, lost the pounds. Hallelujah. You see what I'm saying today? The importance of Bible hope. It brings joy, number one. It brings courage, number two. And number three, keep it alive, and it'll carry you to your God-given dreams. I'm out of time. If you got something, give the Lord a big thank you for the word today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes, please? And those of you online, it's not an accident you're with us today. My question that I started with, are you hopeful or hopeless today? Do you have drive, ambition, desire? Are you setting goals? Are you moving forward, or have you kind of just given up on life? Have you been focusing on people who've disappointed you, circumstances, delays, hurt, pain, past, misunderstandings, or where's your focus today? This sermon is all about shifting your mindset, getting the right perspective. That's the big idea, the right perspective, and shifting your mind and putting your eyes on the Lord. If you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ, I'd like to lead you in a prayer right now. Or maybe you say, Pastor, I'm a believer, but Pastor, I need to recommit. I need to surrender it all, like Daniel sang before the sermon. I want you to save me, or you have saved me, and I'm going to surrender it all. I want to reset my life. Wherever you're at, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Online, Family Lounge, Lobby, Rock Express, Sanctuary. Let's all say it together, church. Let's lead people to God today. Let's all say it. Here we go. Heavenly Father, I repent. I am a sinner. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died for me and he rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit and take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen. Church, let's look up and celebrate with heaven. Come on, all of heaven is celebrating right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thanks for watching this week's message. One way for you to connect here at Church in the Rock is through the God is for You classes. These classes are designed to teach you about the culture, mission, and values of Church on the Rock, and about your God-given design. You can take these classes anytime by going to our website at cotr.org/God is for you. And if you want to know about all the incredible things we have here at Church on the Rock, make sure to visit our website at cotr.org. And never forget, God is for you.